Okay, thank you. And again, so I'm here representing Kate Wilson at the Population Council. She was unable to make it today. And again, the title is What Do Mexican Catholics Think About Sexual and Reproductive Rights, Including Abortion? And I have no relationships to disclose. In this presentation, I'll address abortion laws in Mexico and also public opinion surrounding abortion in Mexico. And then I'll go into some descriptive findings from the Sexual and Reproductive Rights Public Opinion Survey of Mexican Catholics. According to the most recent estimates, Latin America and the Caribbean have one of the highest rates of unsafe abortion in the world, and it's estimated that 94% of the abortions occur in unsafe conditions. In Mexico, unsafe abortion is the fifth leading cause of maternal mortality, and approximately 6 to 8% of pregnancy-related deaths are associated with unsafe abortion. Abortion is illegal in all 31 states, except in specific circumstances which are determined by the states, and those circumstances may be in cases of rape or possibly for when the life of the woman is in danger. Legalization of elective first trimester abortion occurred in Mexico City in April 2007, and this was a decisive advance not only for the country but for the region as a whole. However, soon after that, there was a strong backlash at the state level, and currently 17 of 31 states have amended their constitutions to include language that grants legal rights as a person to embryos from the moment of conception. And there are additional states that currently have amendments pending as well. And these reforms have the potential to override all prior legal circumstances in which abortion was permitted, which historically all states did uphold the right of women who were victims of rape to access legal abortion. Abortion public opinion research plays an important role in the abortion debate and policy in Mexico and the region. It is particularly valuable when abortion laws and public debate are changing, as they are in Mexico and the region. It helps us to better understand how well abortion public opinion aligns with the laws that are currently being implemented, and studies that were conducted prior to the Mexico City reform suggest that the public generally is more progressive than the current law permits. The objective of our study was to assess the knowledge and opinion of Mexican Catholics about sexual and reproductive rights and Catholic values. We conducted a nationally representative public opinion survey in Mexico from December 2009 to January 2010, and it was a collaboration between the Population Council and Católicas por el Derecho a Decidir, or Catholics for Choice. The households were randomly selected, and the interviews were conducted face-to-face with consenting, self-identified Catholic men and women above the age of 18. The survey covered Catholic values, sexual and reproductive rights, opinions of abortion laws, and church and state separation. And this survey was pilot tested prior to implementation. We are currently conducting multivariate analysis to assess predictors of support for sexual and reproductive rights, and today we present preliminary results only. Our sample consisted of 3,000 self-identified Catholics, of which roughly half were female and half were male. The average age of the respondents was 38, with the majority being under the age of 40. Less than one quarter had graduated from high school. The majority were married. And of the five regions, the largest proportion of respondents were from the northern region, with 26%. And with Mexico City actually had the smallest proportion of the respondents at 10% of the sample. And it's important to note that 84% of the respondents stated that they attend church sometimes or frequently. Some key findings regarding sexual and reproductive rights which we found were that 85% of the respondents agreed that Catholics should use condoms to prevent HIV. 66% thought gays and lesbians should be open about their sexuality, and almost 80% believed that sex education should include information about all contraceptive methods and not only focus on abstinence. We found that 74% of respondents believe that a person can continue to be a good Catholic if he or she uses contraception. 59% agreed that a person who supports a woman who decides to have an abortion can continue to be a good Catholic. and 55% still agreed that a woman who has an abortion can continue to be a good Catholic, with only 33% disagreeing. Respondents were then asked their opinion on when abortion should be legal, and 54% responded that it should be legal sometimes. 24% felt that it should be legal always, and only 16% felt that it should never be legal and therefore prohibited in all circumstances. And it's interesting to note then that 78% of the respondents had the opinion that abortion should be legal in at least some circumstances. Respondents were asked who should make the final decision to have an abortion when a woman has an unwanted pregnancy and she decides that she would like to have an abortion. Who should make the final decision? 46% responded that the couple should be the ones to make that final decision. 30% felt that the woman should make that decision alone. 14% that the partner should be the one to make the final decision. 4% felt that a doctor should be the person to make that decision, and only 2% felt that the Catholic Church should make the final decision when a woman decides that she wants to have an abortion. When the respondent was provided with a hypothetical situation, which involved a woman who lives in a state where abortion is not permitted under any circumstances, and she confesses to a priest that she had an abortion, 88% thought that the priest should maintain the secret of her confession. Only 7% thought that the priest should report her to the authorities. The survey also asked about opinion in the case of a woman who is in a hospital for post-abortion care in a state where abortion is not permitted under any circumstances. And when asked whether the doctor should provide treatment to that woman, 92% of the respondents did agree that she should be treated by that doctor. When asked about whether the doctor should report the woman to the authorities for the illegal act, only 23% agreed that the doctor should report the woman. We also included some questions in the survey to attempt to measure the social stigma of abortion among Catholics in Mexico. Abortion stigma can be categorized into that of internalized or perceived stigma by those who have had an abortion, as well as the social stigma that exists in the society. Well, why focus on abortion stigma? Well, there's very little research on abortion stigma, though we often say that anecdotally it does exist. And we are interested in the issue due to its possible impact on the health of a woman by affecting access to safe procedures, which are already difficult and or limited in our context, as shame and guilt might perhaps instead lead women to choose unsafe options, and if complications arise, to avoid post-abortion care. We measured abortion stigma using an index based on 5 hypothetical questions about a woman, Alejandra, who decided to have an abortion. The responses were then coded to reflect a 4-level Likert item, ranging from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And this measurement tool was based on a modified instrument by Ludi et al. To measure stigmatizing attitudes towards mental illness. And it's important to note that the sample size for the stigma results is smaller than the overall sample due to the requirement of the respondent to provide an answer to all 5 stigma-related questions to receive a score. Based on the questions focusing on stigma, we found that 67% of the respondents felt comfortable being friends with Alejandra, a woman who had an abortion. 60% agreed that she should feel ashamed for having an abortion. However, 40% disagreed that she should feel ashamed. 57% felt that in order to prevent others from judging her, Alejandra should keep her abortion a secret. Only 45% agreed that it will be difficult for Alejandra to find a partner in the future as a result of having had an abortion. And 68% of the respondents were confident that those who know Alejandra will judge her negatively for having the abortion. Based on the stigma index, we found that a slight majority of Catholic Mexicans have stigmatizing attitudes towards abortion. However, that 45% do not stigmatize. Through the use of chi-square tests, we analyzed the percentage that stigmatize by response to several abortion opinion questions and found the following results to be significant. Of those who agreed with the Mexico City law, 40% stigmatize abortion. However, of those who disagree with the law, 70% stigmatize abortion. Of those who responded that women should have the right to decide to have an abortion, in essence, that they support elective abortion, the majority do not stigmatize abortion. 40% who have this progressive opinion, however, do stigmatize. However, in comparison of those who believe that abortion should be prohibited in all circumstances, essentially illegal, 79% of those respondents stigmatize abortion. This is interesting for many reasons, because it demonstrates what we might expect, that those who have an unfavorable opinion of abortion would be more likely to stigmatize it. However, it is also interesting to note that even with those who have favorable opinion of abortion, that stigma still exists within this population, which could be as a result of the social environment created by political and religious messages. In conclusion, our findings suggest that Mexican Catholics have more progressive views about sexual and reproductive rights, especially abortion, than the church. There should be greater engagement of practicing Catholics in education and advocacy around sexual and reproductive rights. And of course, there's a need for further research to unravel stigma surrounding abortion and its relationship with unsafe abortion. And currently, we are planning some follow-up qualitative studies to more directly explore this relationship. Thank you.
I'll take questions now.
I don't know if it's a question, but your results sounded very typical to what when they polled the Irish Catholic population back when Barack Obama's run for presidency, that they seemed to have the same views. They didn't really go along so much with the Catholic Church. But one question I did you have any tension or any pushback from the Catholic Church?
For our survey?
Yeah.
No, not that I know of. I don't necessarily know that we were conducting it at the time. We have not published results yet, but of course we definitely will be doing a lot with these results. This is just a small segment of this survey. It's really a great survey, and it's going to provide a lot of information that will hopefully lead to organizations to use it for advocacy.
I have two quick questions. That was fantastic research. First, did you find any differences among demographics of your population? So between those that either agree or disagree with the law, or those that held or did not held.
Right.
Well,
it's not presented in this presentation, but I have been working on some of the multivariate analyses, and we did see that there is a statistically significant difference between political parties, people who align themselves with different political parties, regions of Mexico. It's often understood that certain regions are more conservative than others. And then mainly we found some results, the stigma aligned with opinion on abortion, knowledge about the Mexico City reform, but we have not found any relationship between age or sex, which is quite interesting. Thank you.